everyone. It's Angela Stevens with the podcast Refocus Careers. And I am so excited to let you know who our guest is today, because it's somebody you're going to be inspired by. If you've ever wanted to be a writer, this is the podcast that you're going to want to hear today. But today we have Brenda Knight, and you probably know her because Brenda Knight wrote the book Random Acts of Kindness. So that alone, I don't even think I need to say anymore, but she is a publisher, and she's a publisher at Mango Publishing. She began her career at HarperCollins. She's working with luminaries Paulo Coelho, Marianne Williamson, and Houston Smith. She was awarded the Indie Fabs Publisher of the Year in 14 at the American Library Association. She's the author of Wild Women in Books, The Grateful Table, Be a Good in the World, and Women of the Beat Generation, which won an American Book Award. I could go on and on and on. But first of all, thank you for joining us today, because again, the opportunity to speak with a well-known author is such a delight. So thank you so much, Brenda.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
You're welcome. So first of all, you know, I always am inspired where people got their drive and their direction in life, right? So for you, did you always know that you wanted to be a writer?
Yes and no. I mean, I came from like a very humble background in West Virginia. I lived on a farm and up a dirt road, up a holler, actually, to be specific. So I think I didn't think like, you know, literary life was in my future. But at the end of the first grade, like as we were graduating first grade, my teacher, Mrs. Gammon, like I'll never forget, she held my hands in her hand and she said, "I can't wait to read the books you write." And that made a major impression on me. And I think it actually imprinted on me in a positive way and made me think it was even possible. And then she turned out to be right.
Wow. Wow. Is it difficult, you know, for our younger generation that maybe is starting out, is it difficult to make money being a writer?
It can be. I mean, ideally, you have good sales. And if you have good sales, you can make money. And of course, you know, TikTok and BookTok is like a big way to be successful in writing. So the young people might have the biggest advantage of all in the book writing game.
No kidding. If you wanted to be a writer and let's say you had no experience, but you were, you know, wanting to do that in your career, what would you advise someone do? Should they take a class? Should they just start? Should they, you know, what advice would you give to the younger or somebody new, not even younger, somebody new that's never written that wants to do that?
I would say you don't have to wait and take a class. I would say just write like what's in your heart and your mind, like really like hone into your inspiration. But it might be good to take a class like after you've started, like, you know, like sort of follow your own path, like follow your own fascinations. And that will take you very far. And classes, I mean, of course, you know, I don't want to be anti-writing class because I know they've helped many, many, many people. But I think that don't start off like thinking, oh, I have to take writing classes before I even start. Go ahead and start. Take the classes later once you're on the road.
I think that is great advice. So the other question I wanted to ask you too is why do you enjoy writing?
I think that it for me it literally like feels good emotionally, like when I'm at my little writing desk and I, you know, told you it feels like a ritual for me, and like I'm looking out at the garden and like just sort of really like you having all the feels. And it's also just for me, like it's like, you know, you're I think creativity, like, you know, it probably like involves endorphin kicks and things like that, that I don't know about in terms of like the neuroscience of it. But I think that like when you're really expressing yourself, it's liberating and it just feels good.
It's therapeutic, right?
Yes,
and
it
you
is.
Don't have to, you don't have to get your work published. Just writing in general is really healthy, right?
Absolutely. Journaling. I mean, mm-hmm. even if you're just writing in a journal, and I don't mean to say just writing in a journal like it's something lesser, but like journal writing is very like, that's self-care. That is totally excellent self-care. And like Oprah, for example, writes in a journal every day. And like, she has like a library of her journals that she sometimes goes back and reflects on. And she says, it's like, the previous me, like the, you know, the younger me, like who was she, what was she thinking? But like, you will end up like, if you do regular journaling and daily journaling, you'll end up like with a body of work that like might inform a memoir, or might like even inform like a novel or something like that. But like, as long as it's not like super private that you need to like keep protected or something, you've also left a lovely legacy for your family and those that you leave behind, like, you know, when you transition.
Yes. Definitely. And it's interesting, not to self-promote, we do have two guided anxiety journals on our website, which is time2refocus.com. And the reason I say that is because they're questions with prompts. So if you find yourself not being able to write something, there's questions in there, and it's a self-help journal, which Brenda and I are soul sisters on self-help, and we love helping others and encouraging others. Quickly, when someone has a product, what is the best way to get, or a book or a manuscript or an article, to get them, two questions on that, to get that publisher to get their attention? Should they mail it in, or should they email it in, or is there a preference?
Well, if it's nonfiction, you need a proposal. I have an example that I'm happy to send you, Angela, which I call like the world's best nonfiction book proposal. It's a deal getter, and it's really like the format. Like, it covers like, you know, the table of contents. You hopefully have gotten endorsements from other writers, and then you know, your sample writing, and then how you're going to market yourself. Like, those are the key elements for nonfiction. A query letter is what is needed for fiction, but it's almost the same ingredients, yes. You know, all of those things I mentioned.
Yes. Awesome. I think that is great. And then what is the difference? We interviewed a writer that was on Parent Magazine, and she is a writer for magazines. If you have an article that you feel like a magazine would be interested in, is there a different way of going about it? Or how would you, I mean, do you blindly send stuff in, or what would you recommend on that?
Every magazine has on the masthead, whether it's like the physical magazine or online at the very beginning of the magazine, it tells who does what, and it will give you like the email, so people prefer emails when you're querying and wanting to submit to magazines, but they're looking for articles. They're looking for fresh voices. And so they will tell you exactly who to contact and how to do it. And publishers love it when their authors write for magazines. They do that because it means that like, you're widening your audience, like you're getting more readers, you're getting more fans, you're promoting yourself. So that's a very smart thing to do.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. A question. We sent out an email on this one, and one of the questions was, does it pay? Does writing for magazines, if you send in, and I think they may a little, right? But not much. I don't remember.
Yes, it depends on the magazine. So it can be modest, but a couple of them like still pay quite decently. I mean, I think that the Hearst Corporation has like quite a few magazines like under their masthead. Like, one is Cosmopolitan, and you know, they like little short, snappy, like fun, sassy articles. But like, you know, I think all of those magazines under Hearst Corporation still pay decently. And once you've sort of gotten the party started and gotten published in like one magazine, then like it's sort of easy to replicate that same success with other magazines and sort of really build your profile.
It's a great idea. That's really, really, really great information because a lot of people didn't know and that's what they wanted to know. In today's world, you and I are, we love self-help, but in today's world, if you had a young adult person that came to you and wasn't going to be a writer, just anything, what advice would you give them in their career journey?
Well, be true to yourself. What are you really passionate about? Like what just makes you want to get up in the morning and what do you want to do? And like pursue that. And I know that young people, you know, we've come out of the pandemic where we're this age group, like instead of being in a classroom was like stuck in their bedroom, like going to school online and like, you know, it was lonely and weird and everything. Make friends, be social, talk to people of all ages, not just your age, talk to adults, old people. Like the more social and the more communicative you are, the better your life will be and like all and potential connections too. So I just, you know, I think that I want to counter that, you know, that lonely stuck in your bedroom, going to school online era with, and, you know, because like it was, they didn't learn how to socialize. They didn't have the opportunity to learn how to socialize. So talk to people, communicate, don't just be texting, actually talk to people. You'll love it. It'll be life-changing. It'll make your life so much wider and better and more optimistic.
I just think you're awesome. Brenda Knight, author, so many books, I can't even go, but The Random Acts of Kindness. If you've never purchased the book, go purchase the book because there's something in there that will resonate with you and inspire you to be kind to others. Thank you so much for being on our show today. We graciously appreciate it. You can catch more of Brenda on our Refocus with Angela podcast. So check that out as well. But again, thank you so much, Brenda.
Thank you. This has been a true pleasure.
Definitely.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Refocus, the Creative Office. If you're looking for focus products, check us out at time2refocus.com. If you are a new customer, you can use the code NC20 to get 20% off your first order. We have password books, calendars, anxiety journals, and more. So check us out. But I've got something really exciting to let you know today. We have one of our customers is Haidao International. And if you have ever struggled with chronic pain, many of you know I have neurogenic thoracic outlet syndrome and it's nerve pain. And no one knows I have it, but I manage my pain. I don't let my pain manage me. And one of the products that I personally use is Haidao. If you've ever heard of a TENS unit, that they're like pads that go on your skin attached to a device, and it can be tapping, rolling, needling, just all different kinds of different ways to get relief. It's amazing. I found them when I was at a trade show in New York, and I asked them some time ago for a discount for our customers, and they gave us one. I went back to them and said, can you do more? And they did. So I'm so excited to let you know that you're going to get 25% off your order if you use the code. And it's so easy. Thank you very much, Haidao. It's time2refocus. So time to refocus. If you put that in the coupon code, you will get 25% off your order. And also we've got a link that will work and it will go directly to that. But again, if you struggle with chronic pain, just listen to me. Take it from me. I use it every day. If you're looking for a product or a gift for someone that struggles with chronic pain, get this form. It'll be the best thing that they've ever received from you. But no matter what you're going through, don't forget to stop, take a moment, and refocus.